The plan approved by the legislature's Finance Committee would spend an extra $80 million of state and federal money to offer family care statewide. Until recently, it was only a pilot program in five counties. The basic idea is to move people who are healthy enough out of institution-based care and into community treatment. Popular Democratic Senator Bob Jauch says the added benefit is that many of these people can live more active lives.
They work, they provide services, they pay taxes. They are fully functioning residents in our society.
Jauch says that doesn't show up in the ledger sheet when you look at the cost of family care. The deal approved by lawmakers would give them more oversight over when and where it can expand. It would also keep the program optional, meaning the state couldn't start it up in a county that didn't want it. Only Racine Republican Assemblyman Robin Voss voted against the plan, calling it too expensive and a bad deal in the long term.
It is a massive, massive expansion of government.
The agreement reached by lawmakers would also direct more funding to long-term care for disabled children. It still needs an okay from the full legislature and the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.